You're listening to The Trial Lawyer's Handbook, a courtroom preparation podcast series brought to you by Holland & Knight. This series is hosted by litigation attorney Dan Small. Listeners of this series will gain a fresh perspective on how attorneys can address various trial preparation issues and set themselves up for success in and out of the courtroom.
Picking a jury, no matter how extensive your experience, no matter how many experts you bring in as consultants and all the rest, remains at least in part a black box. Sometimes you just have to have faith. It's popular to bash jurors. Do they make mistakes? Of course they do. They're human. But I do, after all these years, have a basic faith in their collective wisdom and how hard they usually try to get it right. I learned this lesson in the Camerata drugs and murder RICO trial we've been talking about in the past several episodes. I learned it from juror number 6, and I will always be grateful to him. Juror number 6 was a Hispanic fellow, high school education, regular job, no apparent reason to exclude him from the jury. So there he was, sitting in the front row. But from the first day, he just sat there, staring up into space. I could not get him to look at me or look at the witness. I was frustrated and angry. Here I was trying a very difficult, month-long criminal trial, and I need, as a prosecutor, a unanimous jury for a conviction. If juror number 6 has checked out, the whole trial becomes a roll of the dice. Which way did he decide, if at all, before he checked out? Who knows? I tried every trick I could think of to get his attention. Dropping my pen right in front of him and bending down so I could get close. Trying to use him to hand any document or photo that was being passed to the jury. But nothing worked. The rest of the jury was angry with him, too. In such an intense trial, the jury became very close. They actually had reunions every year afterwards for some time, apparently. I was invited, but I didn't attend. But during breaks, during the trial, juror number 6 would sit silently in the corner of the jury room. We talked about asking the judge to kick him off the jury, but there didn't seem to be enough of a basis. He wasn't sleeping. He just appeared to be focused elsewhere. And so he stayed through that long, hard month. At the close of the evidence, when the jury went back to start deliberations, we were all in for a surprise. The first time a juror could not remember a piece of evidence, bang, juror number 6 provided it. And the next fact, and the next one. Couldn't remember the judge's instruction on a particular point, bang, juror number 6 had it, and so on. He very quickly went from a concern to a hero, from being the bad guy to being the good guy. Why? Why did it happen that way? You know, it turns out that to him, this was the most important thing he'd ever done. But no one had ever asked him to sit in a chair and listen for 8 hours a day. Think about that. No one's ever asked you that either, have they? How was he supposed to fulfill this important duty? The best solution he could come up with was to tune out everything else, ignore all distractions, and just listen. If that meant staring off into space, so be it. That's what he did, and for him, it worked. I think about juror number 6 often. I talk about him when I'm teaching lawyers how to try cases or teaching witnesses how to communicate. As trial lawyers, we are storytellers, teachers, and advocates. But we have to do all those things without real feedback from the real audience. So we have to assume that they are listening and want to understand. And we have to take the responsibility of telling our story, of teaching our lesson, and advocating our case in ways that are accessible and meaningful to juror number 6. He's trying hard to listen. Give him a chance. Give him a reason. Give him something worth listening to. Therein lies the real challenge of trying cases. good luck in court.
Thank you for listening to the Trial Lawyer's Handbook, a courtroom preparation podcast series brought to you by Holland & Knight. For more information on courtroom preparation, please email dan.small@hklaw.com or visit hklaw.com/Daniel-Small.